My name is Sasha Swerdlov.
My name is Mohammed Elamine.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Sasha.
So I didn't actually prepare any questions, okay. But I guess I'm not super familiar with Islam, so I feel like my very limited knowledge is just based on, you know, media and movies and TV and news, but I feel like that is all probably pretty biased. Mm. So I'm just curious to know more about the basic, you know, basic principles and what you believe.
I'm more than happy to engage in such a conversation with you. And again, this is mostly will be my reflection,
yeah.
My understanding.
Yeah, of course.
But I will also try as best as I can to convey the overall message. But as a religion, Islam is a really, an overall peaceful religion in that sense. My personal belief is that the specific rules and regulations of Islam when conceived 1400 years ago were specifically set up for that time and place, mm-hmm. where it was a really harsh terrain and mm-hmm. a really, if I can use the term, primitive environment. And in that said, my belief is that a lot of the rules and regulations of Islam, because we also believe as Muslim that Islam is the last religion for mankind.
That, what does that mean?
Like Judaism, one of the earliest uh-huh. religion, then Christianity uh-huh. came afterward, and then okay. Muhammad and Islam
okay.
came.
So after. More recent.
More recent. Okay. But in Islam, we also believe that there's no other religion that's going to come afterwards.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And that's why what makes it, in a way, unique, I believe it should adapt to mm-hmm. the time and place. Mm-hmm. And I believe a lot of the regulations that were conceived at that time do not apply to today's time and place. Mm-hmm. An example. Horrific scenes reflected about Islam. It's due to the wrongful interpretation of individuals and groups mm-hmm. On a really horrific scale, that like what you see with Daesh, for example.
What's that?
Daesh, ISIS.
Oh, okay.
Even on a lesser level, where within a household people can be, for yeah. instance, homophobic mm-hmm. or apply different regulations mm-hmm. and rules from Quran that don't apply to today's time and place. Mm-hmm.
So are there different sort of sects? I'm just thinking of other religions where, you know, there are, you know, very Orthodox Jews, for example, mm-hmm. who are maybe stricter in some principles than others. Is that similar in Islam as well? Like there are people who are more traditional and adhere more strictly to the letter of the Quran
exactly.
versus people who maybe have a more fluid interpretation?
Exactly. Yes. Yes, that does apply in the sense that some people are more strict to that uh-huh. and just abide by that exact text, which, again, I don't think it should be applied. And I do believe in the separation of the religion and the state. That's mm-hmm. These are two separate entities. Mm-hmm. And religion is only for you to use, you know, worshiping God. That's it.
Yeah.
That doesn't apply.
Yeah.
So.
Thank
I don't
you.
Know if you need to. Sorry.
That's great.